This is a UK Carcast podcast. This is UK Carcast, a podcast by non-sport trading car collectors for non-sport trading car collectors. I'm your host, Paul Bynes, and this is episode 39. Will he? Won't he? Hello and welcome to episode 39 of UK Carcast. In this episode, I speak to Harris Tozer, production manager of Non-Sport Update magazine, about the most recent and upcoming issues of the mag, the Philly show, and indeed some of the other shows that an issue will be at this for the remainder of this year, and a number of new auctions that Roxanne Tozer, the publisher of Non-Sport Update magazine, is running. Listen out for a last-minute addition and update at the end of this episode. In the meantime, here's Harris Tozer. Welcome to episode 39 of UK Carcast. Regular listeners will know that we have a regular guest on this show who has been decidedly irregular over the last few episodes. Luckily, I'm pleased to say the injunction has now expired, so I am very pleased to say welcome back to UK Carcast, Harris Tozer, production manager of Non-Sport Update magazine.
Hey Paul, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm glad the injunction against you has finally been lifted.
Well, I was going to say, after your time out, you've promised to be a good boy and you won't do it again.
No. Hype it any way you'd like.
I'd prefer to, but there you go. But anyway, moving on to the jollity that is a Harris Tozer conversation. How are things going, Harris? How are things in issue-ish?
They are good, Paul. Thanks for asking. They're good.
So we are obviously, I've received my issue from January, February, in the last few weeks. Now, I've received the last issue, a couple of weeks ago, excellent as ever, and with a positive glut of promo cards.
Yeah, we had four last time. We'll have three.
Wow.
Three the next time.
Yeah, I mean given the situation of the economic world, as it were, that's probably the most you've had for a very long time.
Well, we usually have, you know, two or three, I suppose, but we had four plenty of times. It's just probably been a couple of years since we've had four.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can think of certain issues where you've had none, and you've had to put a message saying, please note, are none.
That only happened once, but we do have an issue coming up where we'll only have one as of now anyway, but the next issue has three.
Yeah, I'm sure that one will be an extra special promo card.
Yes, there you go.
We'll be glad to get it. And, of course, people should not be buying any issues, as often said. Should not be buying NSU just to get the FOMOs. They should be getting it for the excellent editorial content.
Well, thank you.
Exactly. So, I know this is, I should explain to listeners, this is my second attempt at this interview. The first attempt didn't quite work for all sorts of reasons I'm not proposing to go into right now. So we've taken a take two. I know when we talked last time, you had just finished work on the next issue.
That's right. Yeah, we're only a little bit beyond that at this point, but we're expecting our issues in this week, and we're heading off to Chicago here pretty soon.
Yeah, woohoo. Yes, that's, of course, Paul Maiello's last show.
Yes, it is.
As was discussed a couple of episodes ago,
right,
I think.
The 11th annual Chicagoland Entertainment Collectors Expo in Carroll Stream, Illinois. That's taking place September 18th and 19th, or somewhere thereabouts.
Yeah. So I think I've got links up on the UK Carcast because I did speak to Paul very recently on the podcast, and we did talk about that last show. You're exhibiting there, yeah?
Yeah, we are. We are. We've exhibited at most of fall shows, which is generally the bigger of the two that he's run, and we really love going out to his shows. He does an excellent job, and it's a shame that they're coming to an end.
But as I discussed with Paul in the conversation, hopefully he's got other things coming up planned.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he's looking to do something else, and we'll see how that works out. What are you bringing to the show with you? Is it the current issue, or it's going to be too soon for the next one, isn't it?
Well, we'll have the new issue. We'll be there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'll have the October-November issue there at the show. Mm-hmm. And We'll have our usual array of back issues and books and some cards for sale and all kinds of things. We have some packs. So lots of surprises.
And I'm sure you'll be promoting upcoming shows that you'll be attending as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll be promoting the upcoming Philly show.
Of which more later, listeners. Of which more later. So give us a heads up on what's going to be in the October-November issue. What can readers of the magazine look forward to seeing this time round?
Well, we have a cover story about the Vampire Diaries, which is a show here on the CW. I don't know if that airs in the UK or not, does it?
I'm not sure. I think it possibly does air somewhere, probably on one of the cable channels, but it's not a show I've seen myself.
Well, it's pretty popular here, and it's good timing because we're actually getting ready to head back into the fall television season here in the States. Mm-hmm. And so we have the Vampire Diaries on the cover and as our cover story, and we have an exclusive Vampire Diaries promotional card inside the magazine.
Who's doing that set?
That is Cryptozoic set.
Oh, right. Yes, it's one of their debuts into the non-sport. I know they've done a couple of sets before.
Yeah, but I think the first one to come out will be the comic book Legal Defense Fund, which the last I checked was supposed to be shipping this week or next, and Vampire Diaries will be soon thereafter.
Right. So what else can we look forward to, Harris?
Well, we have articles in the magazine about Eureka and about a set that Monster Wax is doing called Spook Show.
Oh, right. I talked to Kurt about that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Kurt was on again recently. I forget the order in which – sometimes I forget the order in which I've done these things. So it was either the last show or the one before.
Right.
Whichever one Paul wasn't in.
Okay.
He was talking about spooks. That's been very much a work of love for Kurt.
Yeah, given
the artist that's been working on that.
Kurt does our works of love, and he does an excellent job with them.
Exactly. So that's cool that he's getting some coverage as well. Sorry, I interrupted you. What else have you got going?
Well, we also have we always do an article on some older cards, and this time we're doing a Disney article on something called Mickey Mouse with the Movie Stars, which was an old-time set put out, I guess, in the 30s or 40s. I'm a little I should have my facts in front of me, but I don't have it on that one. But
that's okay. I'll let you off this time.
Yeah, it's a set with Mickey Mouse and the Movie Stars, just like the title says. It's pretty cool. We have some images inside, and our vintage card guru Arnold Bailey goes into some of the details of the set and some of the stars that are on the cards and that kind of thing.
Arnold always does a good job on those vintage articles.
Yeah, he does.
It's sometimes, even on some of the subjects that I'm really not that bothered with, I still read the articles because they make for excellent reading.
Thanks.
And they teach you something that you maybe didn't really know about some of the older aspects of the trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also going to have your regular features.
Yeah, we have the regular features like Non-Sport University, and we have cards online in the promo card column. We have in cards online, Ryan Cracknell wrote about Get Glue, which is a social network that's pretty popular.
Okay.
He wrote about some of the stickers that you can get if you take part in Get Glue, which is really pretty cool. They have stickers for all kinds of things. In fact, I'm looking at our table of contents, and we have pictures of Top Gear and Torchwood stickers.
Oh, right.
So they really run the gamut. They have books and movies, television, and all kinds of things.
Oh, I might have to have a look into that. That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's on sale at the moment or going out?
It's going out really soon. It'll probably, by the time your podcast hits the air, it will be about on shelves or shortly thereafter.
And UK subscribers should be able to get that one sometime in November.
Always got to get that in there, don't you?
I have to. Though, that said, and we'll discuss this a bit further as well, there's a good chance I'll get to see a copy before.
Oh, yeah?
So, but we'll talk about that again in a moment.
Okay.
So that's going to be going out, and it's got four promos in it. So
three
promos in it.
That's right.
What are the other two promos then? Sorry, did you
mention? Excuse me. Well, we have one. We talked about the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
And we have a Marvel Universe 2011 promo.
Okay.
And then we have Spook Show, which is the set that Monster Wax is.
Oh, yes, of course.
We have
yes.
three different Spook Show promos in there that you can find, randomly inserted.
So, pretty cool. Worth watching out for.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, no longer available at Borders because, unfortunately, Borders is no longer available.
That's
I think
right.
this was their last weekend, wasn't it? I've been seeing some tweets of people trying to get down to Borders.
Yeah.
And they're actually buying the bookshelves now.
Yeah, they've been selling their racks and everything. You can pretty much buy anything in there. And yeah, I've seen some of those tweets too. I don't know if all the stores are closing up, but I know probably a few of them are closing up this weekend. I had thought that I read that some of them will remain open through the end of September.
Right, but now is pretty much it.
Oh, they're really picked through. I've been in a few recently, and they are really picked clean. I mean, I looked in the magazine section and didn't even know I'd say 75% of the magazine titles that were on the racks. And the books, everything is clean.
Some of the more obscure hobbyist things and weird sort of textbooks and things like that, I suppose, is pretty much all that's left
right.
now. However, the good news is if you're not an NSU subscriber and you have a Borders loyalty card,
you
can take advantage of a special NSU offer, can't you?
That's right. Yeah, we've been offering a half price subscription if you turn in your Borders rewards card to us or a copy of it. If you go to nonsportupdate.com/borders, all the details are there. And this is a promotion that we're doing through the end of September.
So I know retail doesn't make up a huge portion, or does it? I don't know, of your sales. But it's useful. It was good to have a prominent retail position. And Borders regularly stocked your magazine.
It was good
to see them there. So is this going to directly, massively impact your sales?
I wouldn't say massively, but it's not good.
Dent.
It's not good for a lot of publishers.
Yeah.
You know, Borders and Barnes & Nobles are really the only two chains that are across the whole country here.
Yeah.
And it's just not good for any publisher.
Yeah. I mean, you're still available in a number of the smaller chains.
We're still available in many Barnes & Noble and some other regional chains like a few of the Books A Million and some of the Hastings stores and things like that. But
It's the national coverage that's the problem.
That's
So if you're a Borders customer and you were regularly picking up NSU from Borders, you might want to have a look at the loyalty card offer that NSU are doing.
That's right.
That's quite a substantial saving on a subscription, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it's a half price subscription.
So that's well worth the offer. I mean, it costs more to print and send a magazine out than you'd be paying for that first year subscription at half price. So it's worth having a look, and you'll get 6 issues of the magazine delivered direct to your door.
That's right.
There you go. How about that? That was quite slick.
Well, thank you.
That's okay. Now, we've got some other stuff coming up. Obviously, you mentioned shows earlier, and you mentioned you're doing Chicago, and obviously you mentioned you're doing Philly.
Right.
So give us some information about Philly. What's happening at the Allentown show this fall?
Okay. Well, yeah, Philly is coming up, and that's coming up on October 22nd and 23rd in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And as I think I've said on the podcast a few times before, we have 6 artists, none of which have ever exhibited directly at the show. I mean, a couple of them have been there before, but none of them have been featured guests. So we're excited about having 6 new artists at the show. And we have some new dealers, some of whom either have not done the show before or it's been years since they've done this show. So it'll be good for collectors because they'll get to look at some new stock in addition to the usual favorites that are there.
It's always good to freshen up the show by getting in some fresh blood.
Yeah, and even some old blood because a couple of the new dealers are dealers in vintage stuff. And when you start looking at vintage dealers, a lot of times you'll see they'll have the same stock show after shows, but if you get a new dealer in, it's good because they have some fresh old stuff that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, and it's good to see more vintage dealers setting up because I think this is something that we tend to see in memorabilia. There aren't that many card dealers at the show, but those that are, with the exception of Paul Hart, who is pretty much every show and does specialize in the vintage stuff or the more vintage stuff or the more esoteric stuff, it tends to be the same cards.
Right.
It's whatever the new set is that month or the last couple of months, and a few boxes of stuff that maybe came out 6 months ago at a discount. But otherwise, it's the same old, same old. Mm-hmm. So getting a vintage, it means that the casual collector who maybe got into it through buying a box of something related to TV or a box related to comic books gets a chance to see some of the other stuff that came out before his time.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Yeah. Who are the artists you got coming this time?
We have Chris Bradbury.
Of which more in a moment.
Yeah, more about Chris in a moment, I'm sure. Charles Haw, Megan Hetrick, Laura Inglis, who is one of those people that has been there before. Laura's actually been there probably, I don't want to say every show, but many, many, many of the shows. And this is the first time she's exhibiting as an artist. So mm-hmm. that'll be interesting. We have Scott Rory. And we have Fred Wheaton, who I know has been featured on some of your podcasts before.
Fred was, in fact, the inaugural guest on Behind the Canvas.
Yeah, well, there you go. And it's Fred's first time exhibiting at the show. He's been there with some of the other Wacky Package-type guests, but this is the first time we're actually featuring him and advertising that he'll be there.
And Fred's a great fun guy to talk to, so if mm-hmm. you get a chance. I mean, all the artists are extremely talented and well worth visiting. I would say that straight off the bat. But Fred, I've had long conversations with, and he is great fun. So strongly recommend going up and saying hi.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Now, I did mention that we're going to come back to Chris Bradbury, and the reason we're coming back to Chris Bradbury is Chris, misguided fool that he is, took it into his head to see if he could get me over to Philly.
Right.
Now, it's been a long-running joke every time we talk about Philly, or indeed any time we talk about any of the American shows. I usually end the conversation with, and if anybody would like to sponsor me to go, please feel free to get in touch. Well, Chris did. Chris actually got in touch with you, didn't he, Harvey?
That's right, he did.
And he suggested maybe setting up some sort of an appeal to get Paul to Philly.
That's right, and he's been working diligently on it.
He has, and at this point I should just like to say thank you not only to Chris but to some of the artists who have contributed work, because what Chris has been doing is he posted on Card Talk and he's also posted on Scandrel and set up a blog. And he's been soliciting art from a number of highly talented artists, including himself, the aforementioned Laura Inglis, Johnny Townsend, Thomas Boatwright, Randy Green, Ingrid Hardy, and Beck Seashells. In fact, Beck wasn't solicited, she volunteered.
That's right, she did, and she created a beautiful piece of art for her sketch card.
Yeah, indeed. Beck has ulterior motives. I think she wants me to attend with a certain item of unmentionable underwear, which we're not going to discuss right now. But if you've ever if you follow me or Beck on Twitter, you will know of which I speak.
Or if you're a fan of Cisco from the 90s song, you might know what he's talking about too.
There you go. But I'm not gonna dignify the item by discussing it further. But they've all of those aforementioned artists have donated some fantastic art, some of which is still available for sale. If you're interested, then there is a link on the Card Talk board. There's a link on Scoundrel as well, and I've got a link on my links page, UK Cardcast.
And how is this looking, Paul?
Well, it's looking like I might have my airfare at the very least covered. Huge thanks to Chris. It looks like I may actually be at the Philly show this year.
So are you getting your pilot's license?
No, I'm actually flying in a scheduled airline, apparently.
Oh, wow. I thought you might have to, you know, fly yourself over.
Well, I was looking at the possibility of rigging up a microlight and seeing if I could buzz over there, stopping every so often to sort of, you know, pick up a refueling station. But it looks like I might be sitting in a proper seat on a proper big aeroplane.
Wow, that is awesome.
With a proper plastic chicken dinner.
Wow, and some peanuts.
I know, and some peanuts.
Yeah, they don't serve those anymore, I don't think.
I don't know. I think there's too many people with nut allergies. But it's something anyway.
Pretzels. Anyway, that is awesome.
It looks like there might be a good chance of me getting serious cramp in my legs.
I hope. I hope you get a cramp, but I hope you can make it over.
So I will update this in due course. But what I'm hoping to do is, if I manage to get there, I will be recording practically everything that moves. So if you're going to be at the Philly show and you see a strangely bearded Brit wandering about with a microphone, run, because if you don't, I will talk to you and I will record you, and anything and everything that I can get will be in my next episode, which is episode 40.
Wow.
Yay. And I may even consider a one-time name change for the podcast for episode 40. So
yeah?
Watch this space. I'm not going to say any more, but watch this space. It'll be a one-off. But certainly I'm looking forward to recording as many things as I can. I'm hoping to record a few of the artists for upcoming episodes of Behind the Canvas. Obviously, I'll be interviewing Harris. I won't have any choice.
And I bet you'll probably interview Chris.
I will. I might think about that.
Yeah.
I might think about that. It's all his fault.
That's right.
I feel it only fair that he publicly apologized on a recorded medium mm-hmm. for bringing me over. But yeah, and watch out, America. I may be coming back to you after a significantly long gap. I think it's about 11 years is the last time I was in America.
Wow.
And that was Boston.
Well, we'll see if they let you in.
They might not let me in. They might think, no, we're not having him in again. We saw what he did to Maine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm optimistic about this. There's only going to be sort of a last minute unfortunateness that's going to stop me from coming over. So mm-hmm. at the moment, it looks like I'm going to be flying into Philly. Harris has very kindly offered to put up with me or put me up for a couple of days before and after the show. Wow. So I'm rather
that's
hoping
to me.
Well, you know, I was going to discuss this with you afterwards, but, you know, I'm bringing my tent and I will be pitching up in your yard. So.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to getting a tour around the behemoth that is the NSU Towers.
Okay.
Behind the scenes of the production of the magazine. I'm fully expecting to produce a searing expose along the lines of that of the Washington Post in All the President's Men. It's all bright.
Like
it's all bright. It's all bright fluorescent lights and big desks and acreage of white floor wall space, isn't it? Mm.
Yep, it's exactly like that.
Exactly. People clattering away on typewriters and cigarette smoke in the air and raincoats and all sorts. Yeah, it's a journalistic hub.
Our staff of 800 monkeys and
umpteen dozen typewriters. Yes,
that's right.
So yeah, this is. I'll be honest with you. I'm more excited possibly than I should be to be coming to a town previously immortalized by Billy Joel.
That's right.
As an industrial wasteland, I seem to recall. But there you are. I mean, no slight against Allentown. I've seen pictures of it since, and it looks an absolutely charming place. And, of course, it has to be because it has been the home of the Philly show for some years now.
That's right.
And it must be nice because the show wouldn't go there if it wasn't. So you may, anybody that's planning to go to Philly this year may very well spot me. I'll be wandering around the show and possibly helping out on the NSU stand, and I will almost certainly be going to the breakfast and to the Red Robin after the show.
Right.
I'm sure there'll be no end of dubious pictures of me in my cups. So watch this space. Are you regretting it now, Harris?
Well, you know, it still hasn't happened, so, you know.
You've seen me at Birmingham.
That's right.
You know what I'm like. I invariably end up sleeping underneath the table.
There you go.
Because of a bad bottle of beer.
Well, at least the Allentown tables are larger tables, so you'll have plenty of room.
I'll be able to hide under that big NSU.
That's right.
That should be fine, yeah. So
pile up a couple magazines for a pillow, and there you go.
I'm sorted, so there you are. So, yeah, if you want an autograph, just kick under the table and wake me up. You'll find
okay.
and, of course, I'm hoping Eric will be there. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, we're open. One can hope.
Because Harris has yet to sign another autograph.
That's right.
You've signed one already, I think, haven't you?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you've signed an autograph.
Have I?
Yeah, you signed one of my copies of the Memorabilia Guide.
Wow.
So, okay. So, I mentioned the enough of me gloating about possibly coming to Philly.
No, that'll be really will be cool.
It'll be very great fun. It's my first ever. It'll be my first ever American show, and I think it's probably going to be the best one to start off with because it's not so huge that I'm going to be swamped.
That's right. It's not Comic Con, that's for sure.
But I will be amongst friendly faces.
Yes,
mostly friendly faces. Harris will obviously be there, but we can't do anything about
that's
that.
That's right.
But you're planning to do all the usual events that you have at the Philly show. So you'll be having the Car Talk breakfast as usual on the Sunday morning.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have that on Sunday morning, and I'm sure Batman will be organizing his usual get together at the Red Robin on Saturday night.
Yeah, I should hope so. It's the only reason I'm coming over.
That's right.
So, and of course, we'll have plenty of opportunity to talk to artists and buy cards. And that's the key thing, buy cards.
That's right. And we'll have
buy copies of NHU, but buy cards.
Lots of promos to be given away, as usual. We're starting to hear from some of the manufacturers, and there's some pretty neat things coming in.
You know of any exclusives, or is that something you can't really talk about yet?
Well, not going to.
Not going to tempt fate.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think there'll be something a little wacky coming up for the show, and.
There's a clue.
We'll have some other things, some other cool exclusives. So,
okay. Around about the time of the show, we have got a few sets coming out, haven't we? You've already mentioned Vampire Diaries, which should be coming out shortly before.
Right. And I think that Marvel Universe set we talked about is coming out pretty soon, or maybe a month or two later.
But and Comic Book Defense League should be out by then, in theory.
Right.
Betty Page, I think, is about.
Yeah, that's about ready to come out, too.
So,
it is long overdue. We're really waiting for that one.
Yeah, I know there've been so many promos for that one, and so many artists have been revealing some of their work on that set. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And I'm sure some of the smaller press guys will be producing sets and coming out with things as well. So, have Rittenhouse got anything coming up apart from the Marvel set?
Well, they have, the two sci-fi network shows coming out soon. They have Warehouse 13 and Eureka coming soon.
Eureka's an interesting one because, of course, it's just been cancelled.
Yeah, that's right. But they still have, from what I hear, a tremendous amount of shows in the can.
They've only just started finished shooting the live. Anyone that follows Will Wheaton's Twitter feed will know they've only relatively recently finished shooting the last episodes on that.
Yeah, so they have, I think, at least another season to go. Mm-hmm. After this one, and maybe a special or two like they normally do.
And who knows, if there was so much fan support for that show, it's possible that it is one of those that there will be a successful campaign for. I've not seen it.
That's a good show. I watch it.
I'm hoping to catch up with it at some point. I don't think it's shown over here, or if it is, it's on a channel I can't get, so I may have to start looking into box sets.
No, it's a good show. It's really fun.
Which is how I usually catch up on a lot of these American shows, is super sets, so might have to watch out for that.
It's fun.
So this should be an interesting roster of promos. People who go to Allentown tend to come away with a lot of goodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually some stuff.
Yeah.
And if I'm there may even be an additional one.
Oh, you think?
Possibly.
And will this relate to that aforementioned garment of clothing?
Possibly.
Oh, wow.
I'm working on something as a bit of a thank you to the people who got me there, but after that, there may be something else. Who knows?
Who knows?
Don't count your chickens.
Is that a clue?
No.
Who knows?
If I thought I could use that word on anything.
Yeah.
The BBC would be after me. There are a few things I do want to still talk to you about, Harris. One of which is auctions. Your mum, Roxanne Tozer, has got some more auctions coming up, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. We have one coming up at the end of this month, starting September 26th and ending October 2nd. We have nearly 100 lots up for auction. Including an unopened box of Three Stooges from 1966.
Now, that's a interesting find. It's not something that you would, generally speaking, see out there fairly commonly,
no,
is it?
No, you wouldn't see these. It's an unopened box of 24 packs. Now, the box is the box itself is in not the best shape. It's in good to very good condition, but the packs are in great shape. And you know, it is a pricey item. It has a minimum bid of $600. But like you said, it's not something you're going to see every day.
Well, that's the thing with especially with those older sets. I mean, mostly they were bought by kids. Packs were bought by kids. The cards were taken out, looked at, swapped, traded, whatever with their friends, and then put in the spokes of their wheels or put in a box and then chucked in the attic and then thrown out by their mom or put into a garage sale or whatever. You see how I'm reasonably familiar with
right
with the American
familiar.
Culture there.
Yeah.
I mean, people other than your mom, of course, because she's in the business.
We kept
she knows
everything.
Exactly. So that sort of thing is difficult to find, even as cards. They're not that easy to find.
Right.
So finding a sealed box,
24 unopened packs is
It's quite amazing.
Right.
So that's up there, and that's 600 is probably a reasonable price for that, given its age. I mean, previous sets of a similar vintage have gone for a lot more. I'm thinking of things like Mars Attacks, which just go for ridiculous amounts of money.
Right.
And finding an unopened box of that is more or less the holy grail of vintage car collectors, I know. So But you've got some other stuff as well. There's more contemporary stuff going in.
Yeah, that $600 one is the top of the scale. I mean, we have all kinds of things all over the range in terms of price and years. I mean, we have some newer things as well as older things. We've got a Beatles Rack Pack that's up for auction. We have some Indian cards. We have some international releases. We have some newer items, some newer autographs. We have a box of Vanilla Ice bubblegum cassettes.
Ooh. Let's
talk about the other end of the spectrum.
Ice Baby.
That's right. Maybe you'll be buying that.
No.
Okay.
I'm too much of a fan of Queen and David Bowie to want to buy anything to do with Vanilla Ice.
Oh, there you go.
But now, I say this every time we talk about one of Roxanne's auctions, so I'll say it again anyway. I'm sure regular listeners know this off by heart. It's an auction, but it doesn't run in the same way as eBay, which probably more people are going to be familiar with. This is more of a traditional style auction, isn't it?
Yeah, this is an old-fashioned kind of auction, the kind that we used to have before eBay and even really before the internet. This is a phone bid auction, primarily. You can bid by email, but that needs to be done up until the day before the final day of the auction. And on the last day, you do need to call in. And I will be frank and say that most of the action actually takes place on the last day of the auction.
But, which is understood, yeah.
Yeah, understandable. But not everything. I mean, some people do win things by, you know, placing a bid by email a few days before it ends.
Right. Now, you need to be registered.
And
there's details of how to register on the NSU website.
That's right. If you go to the Non-Sport Update website and click on auctions, all the information will be there. And you'll also get to see a list of all the lots and images of many of them as well.
Okay, that's cool. So this isn't going to be the last of these auctions. I know Roxanne does schedule a few of these a year.
We've had one of these every couple of months throughout the year for the last several years. We do not have one at the end of the year because we found that when you get into Christmas and the holidays, they do not do well, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Once you hit Thanksgiving, it starts getting into an expensive time of the year.
This could be our last one for the year. I'm not sure, but we will definitely be back after the new year starts.
Okay. So if you're interested in any of that, go to the website and you'll find information there about how to register, how to bid,
right, exactly.
And what sort of stuff you can find.
So. That's right.
Okay. There's usually some interesting stuff there, some off the wall stuff. There's all kinds of old
vintage stuff like Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Laugh-In and James Bond and Odd Rods and Monkeys and all sorts of things.
Exactly the sort of stuff that you would expect a vintage dealer to have on their stand. And, of course, if you want to see vintage dealers with that sort of stuff on their stands, go to Philly.
That's right. Go to Philly.
If you miss out on the auction, come along to Philly.
Right.
And buy some cards.
There you go. And see the legendary podcaster in person.
Well, you know, possibly.
Possibly. We should point out that there is, you know, regardless of when this podcast goes online, even within reason, there's still time to contribute to the Get Paul to the Philly Show fund.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please. I mean, I'm obviously I have to declare an interest in this, though it's surely obvious. The more money that people donate, or the more money that Chris manages to raise through the fund, the more chance I have of eating.
There you go, yeah.
And possibly of buying a card. So,
so you don't have to self-promote your own self. If you go to Google and you type in Get Paul to the Philly Show, or you go to any of the sites Paul's mentioned, you'll find the information. And if you could just donate even, you know, $10 or $15 or $25, that would help. From the sounds of it, you're almost there. But if we could get some more money, that will really help offset some of the expenses that you'll have.
If you want to donate, or in fact, if you'd like to bid on some of the fantastic artwork that Chris has managed to get from some wonderful artists, then please do have a look at the art and make a bid.
You say you have a link on...
I've got a link on the Cardcast page. If you go to the links page on Cardcast, you find it there. And obviously, there's links also on the NSU Card Talk board, and I believe there's links on Scoundrel as well.
Yeah, there are links on Scoundrel, and there's a specific chip-in page that people should go to, which has got a really long URL. I mean, I will say it. It's paul2philly.chipin.com/getpaul, I should say, get-paul-2-philly-show. Wow, I told you that was long.
Yeah.
But you'll find it on the UK Cardcast website.
Do a search and you'll find it. There are some wonderful pieces of art, some of which haven't had any bids yet, and they are worth bidding on, so please do bid on them. Mm-hmm. Chris has got a Marvel AP that he's keeping going until the 30th of September.
Okay.
So anybody listening to this, you've got until then, and there's some other pieces of work there, and Chris has suggested there may be some more just at the last minute popping in for bids. So, I think we've got enough to cover me just about to get to Philly on a plane, and anything else that comes in after that will be covering
hotel expenses
at Allentown, and
further travel expenses,
and the chance of actually having something to eat.
Yeah.
So,
I thought you were a millionaire, Paul. These podcasts must be raking in tons of money.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not doing it right.
As I often say when I'm soliciting people to come onto the show for interviews, I can't afford to pay because I am in negative budget. Yeah. It costs me money to do this podcast.
Right.
Not a huge amount, I'm not begging, but it does cost money to produce this podcast. Mm. So, no, little trips like Philly are big trips as far as I'm concerned, and I'm incredibly grateful to anybody that even thinks about contributing to that. Mm. And my gratitude to Chris knows no bounds.
Okay.
So, but yes, so hopefully episode 40 will be recorded in Allentown and environs.
And 41 and 42 and 43.
And possibly right the way through to sort of 50. So,
now I think, one of these podcasts coming up will have to be a memorabilia special too, will it not?
Well, yes, memorabilia. We'll be taking a break from the Allentown coverage for number 50, which of course is memorabilia. And Harris, you're able to confirm you're coming.
Yes, I am coming to the memorabilia show, which is in November at the NEC in Birmingham.
And you're taking a table. You're taking a table next to Paul Hart, as usual.
Yes, that's right.
Anything you can reveal about your plans for the show this year, other than dodging me?
Other than dodging you, well, I'll be dodging the rest of the Three Musketeers as well. But no, I mean, I'll have my usual stuff over there. I'm sure we'll have the regular subscription special that we always run.
Which is good, because I'm about due to renew it then.
Yeah, so. I think a lot of the subscribers in the UK wait for this to subscribe, which is fine. And we'll have, you know, some back issues, some things that didn't turn up at the table last year, which we can bring back this year.
That's become something of a tradition, isn't it? You send stuff over by mail, and it doesn't arrive until
it doesn't arrive in time,
the show. So.
That's right. And from what I understand, we'll be having some special cards to hand out, courtesy of Unstoppable Cards.
Right. So
that'll be pretty cool.
That'll be interesting. Unstoppable, new company. One of the people behind it is a regular poster on Card Talk.
That's right.
They've announced some interesting plans.
So they have. They actually they're doing some interesting cards, from what I understand, for this show in London in October as well. I just saw some posts about that today. So Avengers-related cards.
That's the TV show Avengers rather than the Marvel.
Right. They're doing Avengers. a set commemorating the 50th anniversary of this show. And
There's people involved with that company that have been involved with companies such as Strictly Inc. And a few other of the British companies that have done cards in the past. So it's an interesting combination of people there. Look forward to seeing what they can come up with.
Right. And on the UK front, continuing on the UK front, I haven't confirmed anything, but we're hoping that Jason from Cult Stuff will be on hand again somewhere around the announcement at the table, and maybe with some specials or something for the memorabilia show as well.
Well, Jason, of course, is Cult Stuff, and Jason's been on the show talking about some of the Cult Stuff products, Monster Zombies and Freaks in particular, and of course he's got plans to produce. Anybody that's been to shows in the last few years will have seen some of his promo cards for the war posters.
That's right.
He's done some fantastic promo cards for
that's
that, and I know he's planning to produce a set based on those. So who knows, we might see some more promos for that. We might see some more promos for some of his art-based sets. He has a set in the works for Robert Hack. who I'm planning to get onto Behind the Canvas very soon.
Okay, good.
So watch out for that.
Robert is very talented.
And that's going to be another interesting conversation because most of my conversation with Celester Johnson ended up being about Doctor Who and Thundercats. And I know Robert in particular is a huge Who fan. Mm-hmm. So so that's going to be another sort of what got you into art and so Doctor Who.
Right.
So that could be an hour and a half of Doctor Who conversation. But yeah, Jason is a really nice guy who always has an interesting line in promotionals and indeed in main sets. So look forward to seeing what he can come up with at the show. There's possibility of the Three Musketeers reuniting this year at the show. We're still waiting to hear if one of our band is able to get over. If he isn't, it'll be sad. But I'm certainly hoping to come along, and I know Patrick Hamill is looking to come over at some point.
Yeah, that'll be great.
No details or news or even chance of a possibility of information about a Cult Talk event at the show this year. If there is one, it may be informal.
Well, we may have one on stage again, too. Who knows?
It's possible. The details about that tend to be a little bit last minute.
They are.
If there is anything and I get a chance to put it out before the show, then I will. Otherwise, follow me or Harris on Twitter, and I'm sure one of us will tweet about
right.
it.
Right. Or Harris is at...
Keep an eye on Car Talk.
Yeah, keep an eye on Car Talk. We'll have the info there. That's probably the number one place that I'll go.
Of course. Car Talk will have details about it. I'll make sure to post about it anywhere I post. And as I say, if you follow Harris or at Harris Tozer on Twitter, or you follow me, which is UK Carcast on Twitter, or if you go to Facebook, I'm sure that Harris usually post something on the NSU Facebook page, don't
right.
you, sir, about what's going on. And if there is an event going, then we'll let you know about it.
Right.
It usually ends up being on the Saturday. If most of us are still around on the Sunday, it may possibly be scope for a sort of a more informal gathering for people who weren't able to come along on Saturday, but we'll see how we go. But yeah, come along and support NSU. How long have you been doing the show now? It's getting on for about 7 or 8 years
yes,
now.
Yes, that's what I would say, 7 or 8 years.
So, long time attendee at the fall show, or the autumn show as we call it over here.
Yes, we're on the third promoter of the show, so that kind of gives you an idea how long it's been.
Yeah, and it's as ever, it's a perfect opportunity to expand Harris's English vocabulary.
That's right,
and enhance his diet. He hasn't quite recovered from the hobnob and Jaffa cake incident last year.
No, I didn't take part in that.
Before. No, you didn't take part. No, it was 2 years ago. It was the last time I was there. But you do like the hobnobs.
I do like those. Yes, I do. I do not like those egg products that you offer, though.
Egg products?
Yeah, the ones that Wolfie eats.
Scotch eggs.
Yes, there you go.
Scotch eggs. Okay. Well, at least let's say,
you
at
can
least
keep those, but I will eat the hobnobs or your jacket spuds.
If it was possible for people to post food stuff through the mail to America, people would be sending you packets of hobnobs.
Well, we actually do have hobnobs in the international aisle of our local grocery store.
Yes, I know. You sent me pictures of that, and I saw the prices.
Yeah, they're probably about double what they would cost at Sainsbury or you know, at a Tesco or something.
Yeah, I mean, hobnobs are not cheap in America. I saw the prices. I mean, they're about 4 or 5 times the price over here.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think that we have them here or really even anything equivalent, you know. A lot of things we have the equivalent or you have the equivalent, but... I haven't seen the equivalent of that.
No, so, but it's, yeah, so, it's a busy time for shows for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're heading into our show season here with, we talked about Chicago and Philly, and then we have a show in Hunt Valley, Maryland coming up, a nostalgia show, and then we have, Memorabilia coming up in November, and once that hits, then we're pretty much done for the year.
And aren't you doing, you're going more as visitors rather than exhibiting to the New York CC, aren't you?
Yeah, we have the New York Comic Con coming up too. That's the week before the Philly show, but we're just walking around at that one. So I don't really think too much about it because it's not that much prep work to do.
No. And the one question that I should ask, because it's usually something that you miss out on every year. How's Thanksgiving looking for you this year?
Well, it's not looking good. I'll be flying home from the UK on that day.
Oh, dear.
So maybe they'll serve turkey on the plane.
They might serve turkey on the plane.
I doubt it.
Chicken. Just have to have chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
Content.
That's right.
Yeah, so to be honest with you, the way most airline food tastes, it could be chicken or turkey. You'd never know what it was.
Or who knows what.
Who knows what. So, okay. Well, I think we've plugged pretty much everything we can plug.
And I thank you very much for that, Paul.
Well, you know, there hasn't been a huge amount of news in the card world that I can talk about. There's a few companies have been announcing things, and a few companies have not been announcing things, and there's been all sorts of weird stuff going on as far as Upper Deck is concerned. So this is the opportunity to plug an issue, and it's going to be the last opportunity before Philly. So we might as well plug Philly, the show, auctions, and all sorts of other stuff.
Well, thank you, and I genuinely hope to see you in Philly.
I genuinely hope to be at Philly. I've booked the holiday. If I don't get to Philly, I'm going to have a very boring week off.
Oh, wow.
And the way the summer's been going over here, it's going to be a very boring week off indoors because it'll be raining every day.
Well, that'll be fun.
And
it'll be
and if people don't get me to Philly, it'll be raining in my heart.
Oh, wow.
So,
maybe that sounds like a good song. You could write a song. It's raining in my heart.
I think I got beat to that one.
Really?
I think that's what you're hinting at.
No, I wasn't. I was just saying you could write a song. It would be very
Didn't Buddy Holly do a song, Raining in My Heart?
Maybe. I don't. That's before my time.
Dear.
But I'm sure some goth artist must have covered it. Or I should say, written that as a song.
My Chemical Romance will probably do a cover.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. See, I'm hip with the
with the emo bands.
The emo bands. So, okay.
On that note, we should probably call it
a day. On that note, we shall retire. Thank you again for coming on to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me plug away.
Hey, no problem. As ever, great fun having you back on, and hopefully it won't be so much of a gap next time. In fact, you'll probably dominate the next few.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll look forward to being on the memorabilia special, if you'll have me.
I'll have you on the memorabilia special, whether recorded live on the day or after the event because someone's been too drunk.
Well, we'll see. That wouldn't be me.
Well, you know, we keep trying.
You're the one who has to stay under the table.
Well, hey, you know, this could be the case in Philly. I might have to record everything afterwards. Oh, by the way, when I was at Philly, okay, so, well, you've got a busy period coming up, so good luck with all that. Hopefully, I'll see you at some point in October. If not, I will certainly see you at some point in November.
Okay.
And we'll have you back onto the podcast regardless.
All right.
So, I've been speaking to Harris Tozer, production manager of Nonsport Update magazine, and you can find more information about Nonsport Update magazine on their website, which is nonsportupdate.com. Well, it's Harris Tozer, and my thanks to him, as always, for agreeing to come on to UK CarCast to talk about all things Nonsport trading card. Updates since that was recorded. Chris Bradbury, the artist who set up the Get Paul to Philly Fund, has now announced that there is enough for me to get to Philly. So, yes, my tickets have been booked, my hotel reservations have been made, and I will be at the Philly show in Allentown in October. If you're going to be at the show and you'd like to be interviewed by me, or you wouldn't have any major objections to being interviewed by me for a future episode of the podcast, then please do get in touch. My Twitter is @UKCarCast. If you follow me, you can DM me there, or if you don't follow me, follow me, and then you can DM me there. Or you can send me an email at ukcarcast@googlemail.com. That's ukcarcast@googlemail.com. Or send me a message on Facebook. Do a search for UK CarCast, so you can send me a message through that. I'm keen to hear from as many people as possible, so if you're an artist, a dealer, or a manufacturer, and you have got no objections to being interviewed at Allentown, please do get in touch. I'd like to include as many people as possible. I want to take advantage of this show to record people that ordinarily I wouldn't get a chance to meet. So if you're happy to be recorded, please do get in touch. There's a good chance that I will be doing some sort of video footage as well at the show. Not entirely sure what of or how I'm exactly going to get that one put online, but there's a good chance it'll happen, so watch this space. The next episode will be episode 40, and that will be online after the Philly show, towards the end of October probably. And, well, it's going to be all about Allentown and all about the Philly show, so watch out for that. There's a new episode of Behind the Canvas that's been up about a couple of weeks now, and that features artist Celeste Johnston. The next episode of Behind the Canvas has been recorded, and once I've got this episode of UK Carcast online, I will be starting the editing process to get that one online. And Behind the Canvas next episode will feature artist Robert Hack, so I'll be posting information in all the usual places once that one is online. UK Carcast is released under a Creative Commons license. For more information about the Creative Commons license, please visit our website at carcast.co.uk. You can get in touch with UK Carcast on Twitter at UK Carcast, all one word. Email address is ukcarcast@googlemail.com, and you can find us on Facebook. We have a fan page and a group. Do a search for UK Carcast and you should find both. We also post on NSU's Card Talk message board and on Scoundrel and on the Trading Card Museum. So you'll find us in all of those places. Please do feel free to send us a message if you'd like to get in touch. That's it for episode 39. Thank you for listening if you have been. And remember, one pack is not enough, especially if you're Harris and it's a packet of hobnobs.